I first encountered meditation before I was 20, and I happened to be working on an island in Fiji where George Harrison came to stay with his wife. And he asked me if I'd ever learned to meditate, and I said no, but I'd really like to. I hope to learn one day. And he proceeded to give me my first meditation lesson, which has forever changed my life. Here comes
the
sun.
The whole process of meditation has come to serve you in your life with your daughter. Can you tell us a little bit about your daughter, Grace?
Well, as many parents know, parenting is full of challenges, and the challenges are unique and often surprising. And my challenge with Grace happened when she was 9 months old, and she had a brain injury which rendered her without speech. She lost all muscle control. She was basically catatonic, and we initially didn't know what had happened. It was it happened in an oral surgery, and I don't know if the surgery team knew what happened exactly, but it took us some time to unravel what had happened to her. And meditation really helped me to stay sane during that time. It's really difficult to see your child suffer. And, you know, on an airplane, they always tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, because if you pass out and you're incapacitated, who's going to help the helpless child next to you? And I found that to be really true in my life, that because I could meditate and take care of myself and maintain some peace of mind, I had a lot more creativity, and I had the ability to look for solutions for Grace that were out of the box.
You attribute everything to really your intuition because of meditation. Tell me what happened with Grace.
Well, Grace was born a perfectly healthy, beautiful, full-term baby. And my husband and I had decided to bank her umbilical cord. And at the time, there was not the mountain of science that there is now. I mean, now we know that umbilical cord banking can successfully treat leukemia, tumors, lots of anemias, sickle cell disease, immune disorders, metabolic disorders. It might be able to treat Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and so many other things. But at the time, none of that science existed. So I just had and Grace was fine. And yet, I just had a feeling, yeah, I really want to bank this cord blood. We have to do this, and we did. And now Grace is 6, and it's really changed her life.
What are some of the tips George Harrison gave you to help you if you manage the stress and anxiety? Is there something specific?
He taught me that you can change what you focus on. You can choose what you're thinking about. And before I learned that, my mind would just go all over the place, and I was kind of at the whim of my monkey mind, my worries, my past, my future. And George first taught me that I can shift my focus to whatever I choose, which includes beauty or love or trust. And you can see that aspect.
Can you give us just a couple little tips that you can leave us with so we can start the day as beginning meditators?
I recommend wherever you are in this moment, whether you're in your car or in your home, begin by taking a deep and slow inhale and just nourish yourself with some oxygen, and then let it go and take a moment to be really present with your space. Really see the space around you, feel the chair that's supporting your body, or if you're standing, feel the ground beneath your feet. And really experience some gratitude for your personal safety right in this moment. Right now, you're perfectly safe. And there's peace in this moment and in this breath. And take one more deep, deep inhale, nourishing yourself with the peace and the support that you feel in this moment. And exhale, letting go of the past and the future.
Oh, Olivia Rosewood, thank you so much for being with us on WNKU.
Oh, Sherry, it's my pleasure.
I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling.